Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am Michael Vera, host of Late Night in the Midlands, and I want to thank all of you who listen to this. I can't say tune in, I guess, but listen to this. Thank you so much. Folks, what I'm doing here, and I'm explaining this each time I come along, is what I'm doing here is I'm using this 15 minutes of blog talk time to reach out to those of you who at one time probably was listening to Late Night in the Midlands when it was over here on Blog Talk Radio. And maybe you've lost contact with me, and basically just reaching out to the Blog Talk audience, because we had a hell of an audience when we were over there many years ago. And since then, we've gone on to bigger and better things. I couldn't do my show on Blog Talk Radio today if I wanted to, the whole show, because the quality and the technology is just not there for Blog Talk. Unfortunately, there's a lot of problems. I have some shows that I run on my station that I own, and a couple of them come from Blog Talk. Well, one of them does now. There was two. And often there'll be, you know, a lot of chirping and audio in and out. And if you want to do a really good professional radio show, that's just not acceptable. I mean, it is when you're starting out. I mean, you know, you do what you got to do. But at some point, you know, you move up. It took me, look, I'm 12 years into this. So, you know, I had my years on things like Blog Talk and Spreaker and dealt with the issues that come with doing a show on those platforms. I'm not by any means putting anybody down who does do it. God bless you. Do what you got to do. However you got to get the word out, whatever that word might be, do it, right? But so I've now got my own station that I run. It's called WCET FM. And it's WCET 101.7 FM in Columbia, South Carolina. It's called Columbia's Talk. Well, it's kind of the call, not the call letters, but the phrase of the station. And so I've got about 20 shows that run on WCET. Some are live, some are recorded. It's really good mix of both politics and paranormal, and just all those things that you're going to find awful interested in. Topics like Planet X, UFOs, ghostly stuff. I mean, we get into all of that and a bag of chips. I tell you, we do. And so you'll find it good time spent by going over to latenightinthemidlands.com and having a listen any time of the day, 24/7. There's always shows running there, and they're good shows. We got hosts like Chip Reichenthal. We got Tim Roxenberry, and, well, there's a whole list. Just go on over. Hit the schedule. There's a WCET schedule on LateNightInTheMidlands.com. You can click that tab, and the host schedule's there. But now let me tell you what I've got going tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is when it all starts. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, I have joining me, and they join me once a month. They are Barry and Connie Strom. Now, Barry's got a few books out there. He's wrote about the extraterrestrials. He's wrote about all kinds of good stuff. Even his latest book is the book about Jesus. He channels. He and his wife, they use a spirit board, what he calls a spirit board. It's not. It's kind of like a Ouija board, but it's not. It's a spirit board. It's customly designed for what they do. And what they do is they connect with a guide, a spirit guide, they call Laura. That's the spirit guide's name. And people will call in and they'll ask, you know, the spirit board questions. And Barry and Connie will ask the board and ask the guide, and the answers come back. And we do this live on the air. And I'll tell you what. There's been plenty of times when I'd come into this thinking, come on, right? And then they would hit something right on the freaking head. And, I mean, people would call in, and they're, you know, and I go by the reaction of the audience. So when a caller calls in and they go, oh, my God, how did you know that? You know, that for me, that's evidence a little bit. I think It's pulling towards, okay, they're connecting to something somewhere, somehow. Now, some say, oh, I can't be involved with that. The demons will clinch to me. Well, I haven't had no demons clinch to me yet. Well, a couple human ones, but I've never had any actual dark demons clinch to me for doing this. And they, listen, it's a lot of fun. And I hope you'll join us tonight. You're welcome to call in, too. Our call-in number over there at Late Night in the Midlands is 803-339-2559. Again, it's 803-339-2559. And, yeah, I hope you'll tune in. We know we've got a pretty good audience. We really do. I've held a really good audience with Late Night in the Midlands through the years. And it's only gotten bigger. But I want it to keep growing because I love the people. I love what I do. And you know, I love to sit back and watch this magic happen. I mean, to be the host and to bring on great guests like Connie and Barry and others. I mean, I've had everyone from Jesse Ventura to George Norrie. I've talked with Art Bell. I've talked with, you know, I've had Grant Cameron. I mean, I can go on and on. I've had probably in the 12 years, I've had somewhere around 2,000 guests and different guests, all different guests. And then I've had probably, I don't know how many, hundreds and hundreds of repeat guests. So we've done a lot through the years. So here's what you need to do if you want to be a part of this great train that we call Late Night in the Midlands. What you need to do is go over to www.latenightinthemidlands.com. Become a late nighter. It's real easy. You don't have to become a late nighter, but you support us by doing so. So if you become a late nighter, you could have access to all the archives. There's years and years worth of archives that go back, all the way back, I think, to 2010 in the archives right now. I have some that go back to 2008. I just haven't put them in there yet, but they'll get in there. So we got a lot. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of shows there for you to choose from. There's video portions of the shows as well that you can access in the Late Night Portal. Or you could just come over and have a listen. You can just come over and have a listen. 9 p.m. Eastern, that's when it all starts. We go for 3 hours. It's just a great show. You know, it just keeps moving a steady pace. And we've got great guests. So, you know, I'd love to hear from you. Call in. Call in and ask a question. Challenge the spirit guide. Challenge the guest. I don't mind. Be polite. Be nice. But at the same time, be respectful. But challenge them. I love to see it. So anyhow, latenightinthemidlands.com, that is the website. I hope you'll join us over there tonight for this show. Now, I have coming up tomorrow night, I have Lorian Fenton joining me tomorrow night on Late Night in the Midlands. That's going to be a lot of fun. Her and I will get into ufology. She's like me. She says it like it is. She don't hold back. Lorian Fenton is just a fantastic guest. She's a fantastic researcher. She's a great host. She's all that and more. And when her and I get together on the air, oh, we just kick butt. I mean, we get into it all. The conferences, the super soldiers, the UFOs, the frauds, the everything. We get into it all. So make sure you tune in for that. Friday, I've got Dr. Jason Rand joining me. Some of you who have followed this show from day one, you might remember him. He's been a guest, frequent guest through the years, and he's going to be on with me on Friday. We're going to talk a little bit about this Planet X thing. We're going to talk about UFO contact and some other things on Friday with Dr. Rand. So make sure you tune in. That is, if you're interested in this kind of thing. And remember, folks, Blog Talk Radio is just a step. You got to use the step to get up to the door. The door is latenightinthemidlands.com. So climb the step, go into the door, and you're going to come into a whole other world that you probably didn't know exists. Yeah, there's a lot of shows out there, but there's only one Late Night in the Midlands, and I own it. So come on over, check us out. That's www.latenightinthemidlands.com. Latenightinthemidlands.com. Hey, and you can join us in the chat room. We got a fantastic, we just put up a chat room on the chat and listen page. There was, it was where you had to go and go sign into a chat off site. We've brought the chat room back to the website because we want that family atmosphere. We want people to be able to talk about the topics. We want people to have access to the host. Maybe you don't want to call in. Maybe you want to give a question in the chat. We do that. So check us out over at latenightinthemidlands.com, and you will not be disappointed. So I look forward to hearing from you tonight. I look forward to seeing you in the chat room tonight. Hey, don't forget, subscribe. That keeps Late Night in the Midlands on the air. And a donation. We could really use your help with donations because without you, there is no us. So with that, folks, I'll see you all tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, latenightinthemidlands.com. Keep your eyes posted to the sky because you never know what you might see. Keep your ears posted to do this broadcast because you never know what you might learn. Good day, everybody. Until tonight.
There's nothing better than Late Night in the Midlands. I love to talk to people from the heartland. They're tremendous people. They really are. I'm going to give you 10 minutes tonight because you're tremendous people. Really am a tremendous auditor. But what I will tell you, they're very nice people, but they're very stupid. And, you know, Kamala Harris, she's a horror show. And, I mean, she's already out of it. But, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, I love my Pocahontas. She is the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, it's unbelievable. Bernie Sanders, oh my God, what a communist. He's not even a socialist. He is such a communist. It's unbelievable. Sleepy Joe Biden. I mean, every time he sniffs a little girl's head, I mean, it's just, it really is a disgrace.